listen into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. We go to your calls. And we'll start things out by talking to Dave. I think we've got Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk. Oh, wait, was I holding someone over? Crap. I should have taken notes. Put somebody on, board up. Give us a caller.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, about that offended law, all you got to do is say in the beginning of the show, hey, you will be offended, so don't listen to this show. So everybody will listen to what to see what you got to say, and then you don't have to even offend anybody.
Well,
and then if anybody does get offended, you say, hey, I told you not to listen to the show.
Well, wait, was
the views expressed in this show are those of Dave in Montana and Dave in Montana's only.
Wait, hold on.
Then,
what you're referring to, Dave, is a call we got last hour from somebody who said there's a law that the feds are looking at passing that's going to make it so if you hurt somebody's feelings online that it's a federal crime. And I don't know if that means that Free Talk Live is radio shows included in that, or is it only for message board posts and MySpace and things like that?
Well, I'm listening to you online right now.
That's true. You are listening online.
The line in the sand in Montana has been drawn. There's this gun law that's going to be tested in November. If they make a gun in Montana, sell the gun in Montana to a Montanan, that gun's going to stay here. That gun has no federal rules on it. And Arnold of California could do the same with the marijuana. He could say, hey, I'm legalizing marijuana in California, and you feds stay the heck out.
I hope that happens in both cases.
And that, it's the deal. Why, you know, if they're doing it, the Thompson machine gun was the deal when they first started really attacking the Second Amendment, right? And so the way they did it was with a tax stamp, right? Then the next year they went after marijuana. They said, well, wow, this works, you know? So the next year they went after hemp and used the same deal with the tax stamp, because hemp and cannabis ain't really against the law. You got to get a stamp from the DEA.
And they won't
if you
it.
Call them up, because I called the DEA up, I asked the guy, I want to purchase a hemp license, and they gave me a number that stayed ringing forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, that's figures. That's what they do. Government bureaucrats always pass the buck, and lots of times we'll put you into phone.
Arnold of California could just tell the feds to shove off, man.
They sure could. I don't know if they will, but it would be nice. It's nice when you see the state government people, as despicable as they tend to be, going after the feds, which very rarely happens, but it has in the case of Montana, as you pointed out, with their new gun law, which is really kind of drawing a line in the sand, and also, of course, New Hampshire rejecting real ID.
I'll bet California, the state of California, gets a lot of money from the federal government, though.
Oh, sure. Aren't they a donor state? I thought that California was a donor state.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
The money that that's why Arnold knows to tap into the money of the cannabis plant. There's a lot of money.
Plus, you smoked it.
Without anybody smoking it and buying it, just by legalizing it, you could save like $100 billion. There's 800,000 people in jail that could be let out of jail.
There's
300,000 that clogging up our court systems. Every year they send like $10 billion of tax dollars to chase after it. Right there, you could save a whole state just by legalizing
that.
And then you could tax it and make money and put the money on the table and use it for good.
I don't advocate taxing it, but I'd take it over prohibition.
Well, they're
going to
tax. I pay $8.
Yep. Oh, go ahead.
$8 for a pack of cigarettes. What do you mean? They're taxing everything.
How much do you pay?
$8 for a pack of cigarettes, man. $10 for a pouch.
What is a pouch?
How much has it gone up recently? You're paying $8 now, but they just had the tax increase. So what was it?
That's what happened with that tax increase. It went up to like $7-something.
But what was it?
A pack of American Spirits. A pack of Newport costs like $7 for a pack. for a pouch of drum, you know, so you buy like an ounce, like a three quarters of an ounce. It's $10 now that you're
rolling your own.
What
was it though, Dave? Even give me a little comparison. I mean, if it's $7 or $8 for a pack now.
All right, it used to be like $3.47, $3.76.
Wow, that's a huge difference. And all of that money's going into the feds. Dave, thanks for the call. Always good hearing from you. And I agree with him. I mean, legalizing marijuana and turning those people out of the jails would do a hell of a lot to help the economy. I mean, those folks that are sitting in a jail cell are not producing anything for anybody. They're not providing a product or a service for the most part, and that's not helping anything. They're sucking. They're parasitic because they got to have their three hot meals paid for. Well, I guess they're not all hot, but the three meals are paid for, and the roof is paid for over their head, and then that costs money. It costs $30,000 a year to keep somebody in a New Hampshire jail, and it's more out in California.
I agree that in the long term that what you're saying is true. However, I think that they're good. The good could be some problems. What did he say? 800,000 people in prison for or jails or whatever for cannabis right now.
I don't know what it is either.
It's a large number, and those people would need jobs. Jobs are unfortunately the jobless numbers, although they've slowed going down, are still going down. Going up. Fewer people have jobs than they did last month, and those people getting out of jail have to have jobs. They're going to have to, there's going to be
somebody's paying to put food in their mouths right now. Somebody is paying to take care of it.
Well, what are you going to do? Fire correctional officers, too, because you don't need as many?
Well, they're going to fight against that, but I don't see anything wrong with doing that.
I understand, but I'm just saying that in the overall economic picture, there are things to look at from that point of view. I am of the opinion that we should legalize marijuana. Katie, bar the door. I don't care what the reasons are. There's no reason to put anybody in jail. I'm just saying that when you start bringing the economics of it in, there will be short-term detriments.
Of letting people out of jail? There's going to be detrimental effects to letting people, peaceful people out of jail?
Yes, because the people who want to spin it will spin it whatever way they feel like spinning it, and they will say, well, look at these jobless numbers. Now, maybe the marijuana people will go live with their mom and dad, in which case it doesn't really matter whether they have a job or not because somebody will be taking care of it.
Somebody is putting food into their mouths now, and that wouldn't change necessarily if they were out of jail. It would just mean that the jail budgets could be reduced, not that they would necessarily do that either. We're talking about governments here. But they could theoretically reduce the amount of money they're spending there, which theoretically could put more money back in the taxpayers' pockets, which could be used.
But that presumes that they actually care about putting more money back into taxpayers' pockets.
They don't.
Well, no, releasing people from a jail cell would also presume they care about people, too. And
they don't.
They don't. So we have to get to that paradigm shift where... Actually, what's most likely to happen is they'll just have to release them because of financial issues to where the state just can't pay for this stuff anymore. And that's what they were doing out in California, was they were letting people out of jails, weren't they? Not too long ago.
They were releasing people from jails. I don't know which ones they decided to do.
I don't know.
And I think it was actually prisons. It gets tighter on the state level before it gets tight on the county level for some reason, generally.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff, who is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about my experience with the DMV and the local bureaucrats. A while ago, somebody stole my tag off my, my registration off my plate.
Okay.
And I got a ticket.
The sticker?
Wait, they stole the sticker?
Yeah, sticker.
Okay, and I got a ticket. That's difficult to do, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't it difficult to do that? Don't they make those stickers so that they're incredibly difficult to remove?
Well, now I take in, I strip all of them off, and I take a razor blade and I cut it up into little pieces. So if they start to peel it, they can only get a little bit at a time.
Right.
But if you have it, if you just slap it on the old one, apparently you can pry it off, which they did. Mm-hmm. And then I got a ticket, and I called up, and they said, "Well, you got to go to the DMV and get a new ticket, a new tab, because." It won't match up on your registration. I called the DMV and they said, okay, come on in. It'll be $600.
Whoa! Wait. This is a new tag?
Yeah. The tag on the tag is that there's a number and the number matches up with your registration.
Right.
So
they send it to you once a year and it's always the same number every year.
No, it's not the same number every year.
$600. Well, anyway, we'll find out more. Hang on. We're going to bring you back here. We'll get the details. I'm a little confused, but we'll clear it up here in moments. 800-259-9231. Yes, Julia is rejoining us, and we can talk about anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. Sometimes they can make it so you can immediately stop paying your credit cards. They are debt crisis consultants. The bankruptcy laws have changed, and you need DebtCrisisSolutions.com. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
We go back to your phone calls, and we go back to Jeff in California, who was telling us a story about how you had your registration sticker taken off of your license plate. You were pulled over for that, and you tried to, when you were trying to remedy that situation, the bureaucrats were more than happy to help you. It was going to cost $600, apparently. Now, that $600 was for a brand new license plate. Is that correct?
No. I wasn't pulled over. I just went out one morning, and there was a ticket on my window, and it read in, it says expired registration. I was bewildered.
Wow.
I'm like going, wait a second, you know. And then I called up the ticket department, and then they looked at me and said, oh, yeah, well, your registration has expired. And I said, I'm looking at it right now. And they said, no, you're tagged. And I went out, and sure enough, if somebody took a screwdriver, whatever, and pried it off. And then they said, well, it's a fix-it ticket. And then I figured, well, I can just call the DMV and get a new tag. No, you got to buy a whole new one, and then
you have to buy a whole new what? I'm sorry,
a whole new registration form that matches up with the number with the new sticker.
So I have to re-register the car. Is that the idea?
I had to pay for everything.
Ah,
all right. And then
it costs $600 to register your car in California.
Oh yeah. Oh well, they nail you. I'm not.
Wow.
I mean, well, it's a crew cab, and plus they get me with wait fees.
Oh, geez.
I mean, I'm looking at, they get registration fee, license fee, wait fee, county district fee.
Don't forget the fee. They have those up here in New Hampshire.
So then I had to knuckle it under, and then I went up to the fix-it department and showed them that, you know, here, this is the new thing. I said, no, you're going to have to go in front of the judge for expiring. I said, whoa.
So wait, you paid the $600, you jumped through the hoops.
Yep.
You, it wasn't even really expired. Somebody just stole the sticker in the first place, but you went through all their hoops, and then they said you have to stand in front of a judge?
And then after I paid, I had all the paperwork, and then I called them up, the police department, and said, I want to report a theft. And they said, no, we don't come out for that.
$600 grand theft.
And I'm like, oh. And then we live in the city, which is funny. If you watch Penn and Teller's BS, this is the city where they did the recycling episode.
Oh yeah, it was a great episode.
Yeah.
Everyone should watch that if they haven't.
Yeah, and so we have three: a green, a black, and a blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I cleaned out the fireplace, and I put the ashes in the black. And then they tagged it and says that you got to triple bag ashes. And then I called them up, and they said, well, if
wait, what did you put them in the first place?
I just took the ash can, and I just poured it in the black
trash
bin.
I see.
And then I call up them, and I said, well, if I triple bag it in plastic, that means I got to put it in the blue can. And they said, well, no.
I don't even. By the way, I don't even want to know what the rules are. Blue, black.
Yeah,
I don't even.
So then,
wow.
So I started. Now I was gonna. Other people I work with. This one guy lives in Montana, and my work is in the movie industry. It's seasonal, and he lives up in Montana, and then he was talking me into buying some property adjacent to his, and then I started looking at the Porcupine Realtor and looking at the search. And then I'm going, well, you know, I could just fly, buy some property, build on it, you know, what, 20 acres. But then, living in California, I'm concerned that there might be some red-lipped, speckled-bellied salamander that's got the right-of-way on my property, and then all of a sudden I can't build on it.
Not to mention the fire that might consume your property as well. That state burns every year.
Yeah, well, I mean, California, up north, I was reading something about a guy who bought property, and there was a fairy shrimp, and there was no fairy shrimp, but his property just happened to be potentially. They didn't find
him. He was in a fairy shrimp zone.
Yeah. So he couldn't do anything on it. So I'm thinking, if I buy property in New Hampshire, somebody's going to say, well, this red-lipped, speckled-bellied salamander's got right-of-way on this property, and you can't build on it.
I would say that's less likely in New Hampshire than
never
it is
heard
in California.
Here.
Yeah. A lot less likely. Specifically, I mean, the smaller town you go in, the less rules than there are.
I mean, there's Grafton where
there's
not even a zoning.
Here, I'd like to tell my experience. I'm the only one here in the room that's built in New Hampshire in the last 2 years.
Yeah, Mark, I'd like to hear more about that because that's what I plan on doing is buying property and building on it.
I couldn't even imagine living in California.
Oh, no, you don't.
Stuff like this. You just can't.
Before you go into that, Mark, just as a point of information here, in Keene, where we live, there is no mandatory recycling period. You can recycle if you want to, but it's not mandatory.
The garbage pickup service is awesome,
it's private.
Too.
Yeah, private garbage pickup. Anyway, Mark, go ahead with your experience.
Well, I would say, first off, my recommendation is to, in today's housing market, is to buy a house and property rather than build on one. There actually happens to be 15 acres in the town that I'm in, and it's a beautiful house. But because basically now you're picking up, you're giving a discount in today's housing market. It costs me $125 to build a house that's probably worth about or less, you know, about $225 to build a house worth $210. So
Dale just scored
paid a premium to build on the house. Basically, what I had to do is to come up with a site plan in my in the town that I live in. Come up with a site plan, which is a $5,000 piece of paper that shows them how you're going to build and that you're not within 50 feet of wetlands. I have a creek that runs through my property. Now, you know that that's a disaster in any other state. If there's a body of water on your property, you're not going to build at all. It's 11 acres. It has a creek that runs through right through the middle with a little waterfall. It's gorgeous. And I just had to be within 50 or it was either 50 or 75 feet from it, so I couldn't build over top of the creek because God knows I'd displace the salamander or whatever. But that was really the only thing I had to deal with. I didn't have any kind of ecological plans that I had to come up with or anything like that.
Jeff, come on up, man. Appreciate your call tonight. Look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that happening up here. Not to say it couldn't happen, but.
You could always go to Grafton, like you said. So there's a place where it wouldn't happen.
There are a lot of houses. A lot of houses. If you check with the Porcupine Realtor, Mark Warden. I think it's markwarden.com or markwarden.org.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll show you a lot of pieces of property.
I know he helped
acreage
Dale.
And acreage. And you don't have to build your own house. Somebody's already built your house
for
you.
Our co-host Dale just picked one up for $120,000, 2 acres and a 4-bedroom house. That's a deal, especially if you're coming from California. More on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hazard Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazard Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazardRid.com. That's HazardRid, HazardRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever or wherever you want, just like the podcast you're listening to right now. That is, if you're listening to a podcast, you could be listening on the radio or live feed. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Okay. We continue with Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you are on Free Talk Live. Steve, South Carolina.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Julian. Steve. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, the putting the registration on the tag of for the license plate is just stupid. Because if they can get the tag off and put it on their vehicle, I mean, you know, just driving up on it and looking at it, they know that the year date is not expired. So, I mean, they're not going to do any comparison, so everything's good. Now, in South Carolina, what they do is they put the license plate number at the bottom of the year tag, which is on the left side. So the right side has the month, the left side has the year.
If they don't do that in Florida, they do it either in Florida or New Hampshire. I've seen it done. I don't pay a heck of a lot of attention to these things. I've seen that done, and that seems like it's the only thing that makes any sense to me.
It does. It really absolutely does, because if somebody steals a tag with a registration number on it, it's not easily identifiable as it is in South Carolina. You can look at the year tag and look at the bottom, and if the license plate doesn't match what's on the bottom of the tag, then you're going to go talk to the person or give them a ticket or whatever. I'm just thinking that the California DMV, and we have to pay property tax. And as soon as we pay our property tax, we get the tags in the mail. And for some reason, I've been doing this for, 7 years now. And this year, I guess, South Carolina decided they wanted to have a different color license plate, so they just manufactured a whole bunch of new ones, and I just thought that was a waste of money. It's like, you just should give me my month and my year, and I'll be done with it. But they're like,
no, they don't care about wasting money. It's not theirs. So
in Florida, you can pay extra to get all kinds of different beautiful colors.
You can do that in a lot of states.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like I had a standard generic state plate. It was fine with me, but now they're saying, well, we're going to change our color scheme. We're just going to bring a whole bunch of new ones. It's like, well, apparently we aren't going green.
Yeah. A lot of waste. You know, I like the old, personally, what I prefer are the old plates, like from Rhode Island, Delaware, Massachusetts. They'll have these really old plates. It'll be like two colors, red and white, black and white. Sometimes they'll have it, you know, the number stamped on the plate,
right,
to show how, you know, which number it was. And I prefer those. So all these new fancy plates, to me, just big waste.
Yeah, they don't even stamp them anymore. They silk screen them on.
Yep.
Really? They're not embossed?
No.
Wow.
Depends on the plate wear.
That's amazing. I mean, I got a...
you get souvenirs better than that.
You can. I've got one. I've got a custom-made private plate that is absolutely embossed, and it looks really sharp. Anyway, anything else on your mind tonight, Steve?
No, guys. That was just about it. I just thought it was kind of ludicrous.
Always good hearing from you. Thank you for the call tonight. You know, at some point up here in New Hampshire, the right to travel activism is going to probably kick back up. It's going to swing back into to effect. And I think that private license plates is going to be an interesting little experiment as people begin removing the government plates from their vehicles and putting on private plates and see what happens.
This is the one that I just don't understand.
You don't understand?
I just don't get it. Why here? Why that battle?
Well, they say they own you if you are driving around in a car. They pretend like they own your car. You've got their plate on it. In New Hampshire, you've got a plate on the front, a plate on the back, and a registration or a inspection sticker on the front windshield. They own you front, back, and windshield.
I agree that that the inspection is pointless. I've lived in states with inspections and without. I don't see piles of cars lying, heaps on the side of the road in the states without inspections.
So
it's
disobedience. It's about non-cooperation, and it's a pretty simple one to disobey, I think. You're putting your car on the line, obviously, when you do it.
Yeah, that's one big thing, is it's a huge issue there.
But, I mean, if you've got a little bit of extra money and you don't mind losing your car, then it might be an interesting experiment.
It's an experiment. I don't think it creates any goodwill. I don't think people... It doesn't have that oomph that, look, all I was doing is using a camera in a public place. And
but that doesn't even work,
Mark.
Enacting
my right to...
It
yes,
doesn't
it
work
does.
With everybody.
It has worked with... It's nothing's going to work with everybody.
Well, right. So how do you know which one's going to work best? It's, I mean, you don't.
The right
so
to
you
travel
try
does, is, by and large... Do I have a right to travel across your front lawn?
If you have
there is
permission.
No right to travel. Sorry.
On the roads you've paid for, you should have the right to travel.
You should. I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, that's just the way it is. Sorry.
I think I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you morally, but I understand what Mark's saying is that most people don't see that kind of activism as, oh, yeah, I agree with that. I think most people... They like the idea of licenses because they feel like it keeps dangerous drivers off the road.
Most people like the idea of government. So why should we why should we even do any civil disobedience and non-cooperation? The answer to me is because they're hurting my friends and putting them in jail cells, and I want to do everything I can to withdraw my consent from that system. And if I'm going to have to keep paying property taxes, at least I can put something else on the line, like a car. Because I can tell you, I really, really do not want to cut a check to fund them putting my friend in a jail cell.
I concur with you, and I understand
agree.
Completely. But, you know, if you the only principled thing to do, the only principled thing you can do is grab a gun and go out and start shooting
bureaucrats. That is not principled at all. That's violent, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lower myself.
Those bureaucrats have been enacting force on other people, and the only reason you don't, you claim that it's not a good idea because it won't work from a PR
it'll
standpoint.
It'll create more violence.
Right, absolutely. What do you?
It's not just PR. Realism.
It'll create more violence on you.
anybody that picks up a gun and initiates and retaliates in that way.
The fact is... That sort of civil disobedience, not getting a license, doesn't do any good. It creates more problems than it solves, and I just don't think anybody out there gets it.
Well, maybe if
I think
we...
we're a long way from people getting
right.
it.
Right, and I would be for it. See, this is the part that I just disagree with here, and that Ian is never going to give up, like a pit bull with a bone. Never going to give it up. There is a time and a place for certain types of activism, and that's the sort of activism that you need to do after you've had some successes. After you've brought people down the path to liberty.
We need more people here in order to do something like that. I don't think it'll work with one or two people. I think you need to have 25 or 50
people. You're a ways from it. I don't know when you're going to be there, but you're a ways from that.
I know. I'm just talking about what I think should happen in the future. Can I do that? Can we have a vision for where we want to go? Sure. Or should we all just bend over and do whatever it is the state wants us to and say, well, it's not the right time to start disobeying that one? Because people might not understand. Well, maybe if we start disobeying it, it'll start a conversation and people can come to an understanding of it. Maybe that's how the understanding will happen, is by somebody making it an issue. 1-800-259-9231. I'm not saying go out tomorrow and do it. I'm saying let's get enough people to come here and do it together to where it won't be seen as just some lone kook driving around with a private license on.
You get 100 people, 50 people doing that, then you might have some kind of...
That's what I'm talking about,
but,
man.
But see, one of the problems is it makes sense. Like, laws that make sense are going to be difficult ones to get off the books. It makes sense to put a number on the back of the car so that car can
I've
be identified.
I've got a number. I've got a private plate with a number.
It makes sense to have an outside third party to verify that number on an annual basis to make sure that you've got the right number, you haven't swiped somebody else's number from their car, thus the little sticker that goes down on the bottom of the license plate. That makes sense. What doesn't make sense is the enormous fee that goes with it in most states. In Florida, I think it's $50 and nobody really complains. And if it's an antique car, it's $30.
Up here, they charge you based on the value of the car.
So they turn it into a new tax.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want low taxes, Florida's a better state for that than New Hampshire.
Now, point of information, Mark, I'm already doing some vehicle disobedience in that I have not registered the car up here.
Right, they could give you a ticket.
They could, but they haven't yet, which is very bewildering.
Because they know. Lots of...
Oh, they know.
The Attorney General came here.
That's true. Well, I don't know if the Attorney General...
personally, but somebody speaking for him.
Fred Parcells knows about it, one of the former cops and former city councilors, and he's outed me on the radio for it and trying to encourage the cops to do something about it. Haven't done it yet. It's very interesting. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279. Digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue. is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Remain enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. We're going to be on a brand new station coming up tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. So we'll talk more about that at that time. But all of this is possible because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers and getting behind the show so we can help get it out there into more people's ears and hope new people get more people exposed to the ideas of freedom because, boy, they sure do need it. All right, so amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. We will continue with your phone calls. Terry is in Texas. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Terry. What's on your mind tonight?
Not a lot. I was just thinking about, I was looking at the Senator Alvin Specter, him switching from Republican to Democrat. I just thought it was kind of funny because now he's kind of isolated in his own little party because the Democrats have stripped away all of his powers, well, all of his seniority for the five communities he's in, and none of the Republicans like him now.
Yeah, he's in rough shape. And apparently it's the Democrats aren't liking the way that he's acting currently. Voted on a few bills, so he's in no man's land.
Basically, and I doubt he's going to be there for much longer after the midterm elections.
Maybe. So he'll be replaced by somebody else who's probably as scummy.
I mean, somebody should get through to him. I mean, the Republicans don't like him, the Democrats don't like him. If their system is turning against him, maybe he should find something else.
Well, it's an idea. I suppose you could try reaching out to the guy. I don't know how effective it'll be. I mean, you're talking about a long-time politician.
Alvin Specter hasn't changed much, and he's pointed out, I think very adroitly that, in fact, it's the world that's sort of changed around him. His voting pattern has been, pretty thorough the whole way through. Now, I'll grant you, in 2003, he made the RLC's, most free list, but he hasn't done it otherwise, and it was just sort of a fluke of the the rating system.
They don't have the tightest rating system.
No, it's 20 votes. It's the best one out there, though.
No, the best one out there is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rating system. Are they reps?
Are they doing the U.S. Senate, U.S. House?
No.
Okay, so
it's the best rating system.
I concur with you that it is the best rating system for state and for local reps. But we don't have anything else for the federal level. So I think Arlen Specter is just a dinosaur that needs to disappear.
I think the government's a dinosaur that needs to disappear. Terry, any other thoughts?
Yeah, one thing I really don't understand on this whole issue is how is it that just going from a Republican to a Democrat, shirt smart seniority, he didn't even change who he was as a person, didn't change his ideas or anything. All he did was decide that to get reelected, he has to become a Democrat, basically.
He made a trade between parties. I don't see any problem with that. He changed his allegiance from one party to another, and in the process of changing that allegiance, he managed to curry some favor with the party to which he was changing his allegiance. I don't think it's going to change the voting very much, maybe a little bit in the Senate, but not much.
That just shows how silly voting really is, because it's all about teams for people.
Yeah, that's what he said on actually somebody's interviewing, and he said he has to get to know his new teammates. He's the Democrat Party, so exactly.
Wow. Like you pick a team, and then you just always root for your team. It's absolutely ridiculous to suggest that anything good is ever going to come out of that.
Maybe they should start having a draft where, like they do in football, where the different general managers go in and they bid on the different players? I don't exactly know how that works, but maybe they should do that with politicians. That way everybody would make it real crystal clear how red team, blue team. It's not really that different from sports, except for the fact that these people will control your life, and the sports players they just charge a lot for hot dogs. Thanks for the call tonight, Terry. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 as we go unscreened to the amp line. Unscreened caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Paul in Los Angeles.
Hello, Paul. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to ask Mark, I never really heard him describe his philosophy of government. I know he's more of a small government guy as opposed to a complete voluntarist, I guess, but I never heard him describe what he thinks government should be. And Mark, do you believe in the non-aggression principle, or what is your vision of government?
Well, I believe that the non-aggression principle, when taken out to its logical end, is an anarchist pledge. So, I love the sound of the non-aggression principle in the same way that I think that all men should be, equal. However, I know that all men are not equal, and I think that the world is a dangerous and violent place in some respects, and therefore I'm willing to keep around the government to handle the most violent of aspects for now, and I'm willing to look at how communities that wish not to have, say, police departments and roads and courts.
Cut it out.
What?
You mean run by the government?
Run by the government.
Okay.
No roads anywhere.
Right.
I hadn't gotten finished with the statement.
You're right. You didn't. Go ahead. Were you done with that, Mark?
I really think that, that's it for me. I think that there should be militias. I think that we can handle all threats that come to us via a militia. That's the next thing somebody's going to be thinking is ICBMs. What are we going to do about ICBMs? In World War II, they had the Germans had technology to create a cannon that could shoot a projectile 500 miles. I think that local municipalities could get together and create a few of these around the nation. If that was 500 miles then, imagine what they could do now with computers. They could track these ICBMs and punch holes in them. You don't need much. Just shoot buckshot out at it. And, one double-aught, one bit of double-aught would just knock
you're
them aside.
You're getting away from the philosophy style.
That's it. It's specifics.
Okay.
See, I'm not really a philosophical guy.
Yeah.
I'm willing to talk to you about things that work.
Is your basis of your belief in government, is that really a moral basis, or is it more of a practical basis? You just believe whatever will work best.
I think it's moral.
Certain things
it's moral.
That are wrong and certain things that are right.
It's moral.
It's moral to aggress against your neighbor?
It's moral. It would be immoral to remove the apparatus that protect neighbors from being aggressed against just because you want to be free.
But it doesn't protect anything because it aggresses against absolutely everybody in the process of allegedly protecting them.
People do care about consistency. People care about predictability, and you can largely get that with police departments.
So just so I understand the basis, like, if say there were three people, you know, I and two other neighbors are basically the first people that show up on the planet, and we're neighbors, and we're all next to each other in some field somewhere. It would be wrong for myself and my first neighbor to just decide to go and take the stuff of the other guy, the other neighbor, right? And I'm wondering, under what circumstances would that be okay? If we formed a constitution first, or is there something we could do that would make that moral, or would it always be immoral for us to do that?
It's apparently okay by Marx's model of the world to, as long as you're going to provide those people with a so-called protection service, that you can go ahead and steal as much as you want from
them. What's the caller's name?
Paul, I believe.
Paul, I'd like to congratulate you. You've converted me. I'm now an anarcho-capitalist. Do you really think you just called in here and changed a guy's opinion who's financially motivated to be the small government guy on the radio show? I mean, why me? Why not go out and find one of your small government friends and convert them?
No, it's only because most of the people who believe in small government don't just seem to think as clearly about the issues as you do. And so I just, you know, I'm interested because you seem to speak very logically about things, and I'm interested what your moral basis is.
My moral basis is, like, consistency matters. The status quo matters. People care about things being, stable. Stable governments are important for people becoming wealthy and for economies working.
Consistent theft. Stable theft.
I thought that you were going to say practical. Because to me, that's not like, I don't have the same opinion as you, but I feel like what you're saying is for practical purposes. Like, you think that it's more practical to, you know, it's just easier for things to, if we just shrink the government down to this size.
Julia, it is a practical approach. I just knew what the caller was leading me towards, and I decided to go with something else.
Oh, okay.
And
I was dumbfounded when you said moral. I was like, what? Really? I don't agree.
Paul, does that settle it for you? Anything else on your mind?
I guess it makes sense. So it sounds to me like you kind of balance the moral with the practical. Like you would say that your practical consideration is at least as equal importance to the moral in your mind. And so
it has to work.
The fact that a small government may be more practical is enough concern that it's not, you don't first determine your position based on your moral belief.
I'm only concerned about what works, and I know that you're not going to just walk into a room and suggest to people that government is immoral. Look here, here, and here, because it just doesn't work. I've seen that. I've seen it tried. I've watched it tried 100 times. I've watched it fall flat on its face. It's a system that doesn't work, suggesting that. However, you can show case by case how government is immoral in its workings here and workings there, and I think that that's a good system for showing people, and then we can chip away at the state, because you're not going to get it all at once. We're not going to be three people moved to a planet where two of us get to aggress against another one.
Thanks,
that doesn't
Paul.
Happen.
Appreciate the call tonight. Julia, what's your philosophy on government?
You asked me too short of time.
Maybe next week. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.